The first form is curved on one side and flat on the other three sides. In the center of the interior of the form, a rectangular void is revealed where the wall should be. Air and space extend into absolute darkness. We cannot see any depth. The exterior curved wood pieces have a grain that you can follow. Wavering lines tell us about the growth of the tree used to make these plywood sheets. The second is an interlocking form, two quarter curves, one half covered by slatted plywood, and one open, revealing a camera obscura. The hole that was cut in the wall to install this work had a window behind it, so reflected daylight enters through the back of the work. The camera obscura shows an upside-down, projected image of the brick wall that the window faces onto. In the bottom left corner of the image, a triangle of blue sky can be seen on sunny days. The third form, on the opposite wall, is a semicylinder with a wedge cut out. We discover that the same form is installed on both sides of the wall. On the other side of this wall is the gallery kitchen. Someone using the kitchen can be seen through the central aperture in the work. The half of the work installed on the kitchen side is lined with vertical acrylic mirror strips that repeat the curve of the external form. The exhibition is held during the shortest days of winter, when the sun is lowest in the sky. For this purpose, the artist constructed a floor lamp from a clip light bulb enclosed in a column of paper and plywood that the gallerists may turn on during especially dark days or after sunset.